Now, when we come to chapter 35, thank God that war of Armageddon isn't the end of all things. We come now to the blessings of the millennium. And this is the picture of the kingdom in chapter 35. And let me give to you what I have written concerning this chapter. This is a poetic gem. There is a high sense of poetic justice in this chapter, which concludes the section on judgment. The fires of judgment have now burned out. The sword of justice is sheathed. The evening of earth trouble is ended, and the morning of millennial delights is come. This section closes on the high plane of peace on earth, plenty and prosperity. God's method has always been through suffering to peace, through the night to the dawn, through judgment to salvation, through tears to joy in the morning. The calm of this chapter is in contrast to the storms of judgments of the last chapter, that is the one we've just looked at, and those that even preceded in it. We can say, as the writer of the Song of Solomon says, the winter is past, and the flowers appear on the earth. Now we have here three sections. In the first two verses, material earth will be restored, and the curse of sin lifted. This is the body of the earth. And in verses 3 through 9, man will be renewed. Their bodies renewed. This is the soul of the earth, mankind. And then the members of God's family will return to Zion in verse 10. And here you have the spirit of the earth. Now let's look at it like this. In verse 1 here, the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. Now, the deserts of the world today are not being reduced in size. Actually, they get larger each year. Drought and soil erosion are hastening this process, and today pollution fills this earth. All of this is going to be reversed in the millennium. The smog will be lifted, and the curse of sin removed. And this beautiful statement that is here, the desert shall blossom as the rose. What a happy picture of the earth's future. Now, if you're familiar with the desert that's between me, where I am right now, and where most of you are that's listening to this program today, you're going to be impressed with this statement if you've ever traveled this desert. This outline that I've given here, I wrote this while I was crossing this desert, beginning up in New Mexico and coming to California several years ago. And it was at the time of a drought, and the sandstorms had eroded much of that which was vast grassland. May I say to you, that'll be reversed. We're told in verse 2, it shall blossom abundantly. Rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, and the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Paul tells us that creation is groaning and travailing in pain today. In the millennium, all creation will rejoice. Now in verse 3, we see men are to be renewed also, because the creation is waiting for us to get new bodies, you see. Now we're told, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He'll come and save you. In the midst of the storm of judgments, God's people can rejoice because they'll know that God will come and save them. The church has the added hope and joy of never experiencing the great tribulation period. Then we're told here, verse 5, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped, then shall the lame man leap as the hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out and streams in the desert. Sickness and disease and all affliction are the result of man's sin. They're going to be lifted in a millennium. And the parched ground shall become a pool. And there's going to be a highway through this earth. What a beautiful picture you have here. And the ransom of the Lord. Now this is verse 10. They'll come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They'll obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Can't think of anything nicer than this, and this ends this particular section that we have here. And you can say with that old Puritan Baxter now, hasten, O Savior, the time of thy return. Delay not, lest the living give up their hopes. Delay not, lest earth should grow like hell, and thy church be crumbled to dust. Oh, hasten that great resurrection day when the graves that receive but rottenness and retain but dust shall return thee glorious stars and suns. Thy desolate bride saith, come. The whole creation saith, come. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain, waiting for the revealing of the sons of God.